Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. This is Shakivia speaking. May I have your last name and your zip code?
Sure. The last name is Poole hyphen Milne, M-I-L-N-E, and the zip code is 48105, and I can give you my customer number.
Okay.
The customer number is 196-35987. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm just waiting on my computer.
Okay. I thought maybe I'd lost it because I heard a click. Now, I had a Blueprint account, but when you made the transition back to Craftsy, I never signed in again. So, I want to know how to get set up on Craftsy.
Okay. Just allow me 1 second. I'm still waiting on my system.
Okay. And I had a note that my membership was going to renew February 28th.
Okay, what's your email address?
mkpoole@aol.com.
So that's mkpoole?
No E.
No E. Okay. And you said at Comcast?
At aol.com.
All right, ma'am. Have you used another email address, an alternate email address?
I could have. I think I had house@kmilne.com, and then they merged the accounts together. And I, the notice that the end of your annual Craftsy membership is approaching, and that was sent to the mkpoole@aol.com. And it had the account number in it, that our customer number I gave you. And it says, as a member, unless you cancel by 28th of February, your card will be charged our current renewal rate of $79.99. So
okay,
I
ma'am, I'm not retrieving
system.
An account for you.
You don't find an account? Can you, well, I had Craftsy, and then it went to Blueprint. Then it went back to Craftsy. And I haven't logged in since it was Blueprint. But I must be in your system, or you wouldn't have sent me the renewal notice.
All right, ma'am. I'm not retrieving an account for you.
Well, can you look under, do you have the Blueprint records?
No, ma'am.
Well, I had a lot of classes and all saved under Blueprint. Now, how do I make the transition from Blueprint to Craftsy?
Well, first we would have to retrieve some kind of account for you.
Okay, but the account must be in your system if you're sending me a renewal notice.
Could there be another email address you may have used?
Well, check MISC at kmilne.com.
You say KIM.
Okay. MISC at K, just the letter K, the letter M, letter I, L, N as Nancy, E.com. But you sent me the renewal notice to the MK pool at AOL.
No, ma'am, I'm not returning an account for you.
Okay. Did you look under house, H-O-U-S-E, at kmilne.com?
You said house what, ma'am? Your phone went out.
Okay. House at kmilne. com.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So it shows that the email address was is for that account.
Okay, but you sent me the renewal bill to the AOL account. Okay. So tell me what I have to do to get back into my account to use it.
You will have to use that email address, and if you don't remember the password, we can go ahead and give you a temporary password.
Okay. Can you do the temporary password right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on just a second. I can try it. No, it says invalid username or incorrect password.
Okay, give me 1 second to provide you with a temporary password to log in.
Okay, and will you give it to me or email it?
I can give it to you over the phone so you can try and log in.
Okay.
Now you're going to put in the house at kmilne.com.
Yes.
And then your temporary password is going to be K-A-Y, all lowercase letters, and then 1234.
Okay. And that should have all of my classes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just check classes.
Were you able to log in?
Yes. Okay, they seem to be there. Okay, now how do I get a permanent password?
You'll have to go down to account dashboard where it says password and change it.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Bye.